Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a light breeze in Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll outside. In Haifa, the night air is crisp and refreshing. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, earlier this hour, a daring IDF operation caught Hezbollah off guard. Golani troops crossed the Litani River, fought at close range, and uncovered underground compounds. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, Israel and the UAE have formed a brothers-in-arms alliance against Iran. This partnership includes military and defense industrial cooperation. Also this hour. JNS reports that earlier today, Israel sent the UAE Iron Dome systems and personnel during the Iran conflict. The UAE faced most of Tehran's missile and drone attacks. Separately, the Times of Israel notes extremist settlers faced a setback with EU sanctions. This comes amid discussions on various regional issues, including a new Gaza police force. And finally, Axios reports that there is a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, announced by Trump. The ceasefire could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli commentator, posted recently that radical Islamists hide in tunnels, comparing them to underground creatures like bugs and snakes. Open source intel reported just minutes ago that Kuwait summoned the Iranian ambassador. This was over an alleged IRGC incursion on Boubian Island. Raylan Givens shared a video showing IDF Golani forces identifying and eliminating a Hezbollah terrorist emerging from a tunnel shaft. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation. Ynet reports the Golani Brigade executed a covert mission over 48 hours. They uncovered Hezbollah's underground stockpiles, emphasizing the ongoing shadow war in the region. This could alter the strategic balance in southern Lebanon. Turning to Israel's alliance with the UAE, the Jerusalem Post highlights that military ties have strengthened significantly. This cooperation reflects shared concerns over Iran's influence and ambitions. The alliance could reshape regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, as JNS details, Israel's provision of the Iron Dome to the UAE underscores deepening defense ties. This comes as the UAE faced significant threats from Iranian missiles. Such cooperation may bolster regional defense strategies against shared threats. In other developments, the Times of Israel discusses EU sanctions against extremist settlers. These sanctions aim to curb aggressive expansionist activities. This decision may influence regional diplomatic relations and settlement policies. Lastly, the Axios report on the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon indicates a crucial diplomatic pause. This move, sensitive for Netanyahu, might pave the way for broader negotiations with Iran. The ceasefire could provide temporary relief for border communities on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a troubling financial situation with a 112 billion shekel deficit in Israel. The budget deficit has ballooned to 6.8% of GDP, raising concerns about fiscal stability. Separately, Globes reveals Monday.com has exceeded analyst expectations. The company announced a strategic shift to an AI work platform and consumption-based pricing, signaling strong growth prospects. And finally, CTEC features Bank Leumi's chairman Uri Alon discussing AI's transformative impact. Alon emphasizes AI's role in scaling cognitive power, likening it to the Industrial Revolution's effect on physical labor. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.